this time of year is a season of preparation. We have lots of preparations that we undertake. We prepare our homes with their decorations, the Christmas tree, the lights, all of the things that come along with this season. We prepare by cooking and baking. We prepare by shopping and getting the presents that we need. We prepare by perhaps making lists of things that we need to accomplish in this season. I don't know about you, but every time I cross something off my list this time of the year, it appears that five more things come onto the list. It's just this endless cycle of preparation. And we feel a lot of pressure to get these things done. And the pressure comes from the deadline. December 25th. We all know the deadline. And there's pressure to get them all done, to get all of our preparations accomplished. But the season of Advent invites us to consider a much deeper level of preparation, a spiritual preparation that should accompany this time of the year. But when it comes to spiritual preparation, my friends, there's no deadline. There's no pressure that we feel to get it done, to set time aside, to work on it. And so it can get forgotten about. It can move lower and lower down those lists of tasks that I have to accomplish, because I just don't have the time. Or more accurately, I can't dedicate time to it right now. But the season of Advent invites us to think about the spiritual preparation that should accompany our lives. The season of Advent, especially this year, as we consider our homilies under the title of Adore, the adoration that we want to offer to Almighty God, should give us some impetus to undertake this spiritual preparation. We, of course, want to adore the Lord when we celebrate Christmas on December 25th, when we celebrate the historical birth of Jesus at Bethlehem. That's a wonderful time of adoration of the newborn king. But Advent reminds us that there's an adoration that will happen at the end of our lives, when the Lord comes back to take us to himself, whether that be at the time of our natural death or the time of the Lord's return. Our entire purpose as human beings is to give adoration to God forever in heaven. And that is an adoration that we need to be prepared for. And how do we prepare for that? We prepare for that by giving adoration to God right now, in this very moment, in all the circumstances of our lives, in the ways that God comes into our lives as mini Advents every single day and every single moment. And while we may not feel immediate pressure about that, it's very important. The Lord will come for each and every one of us. On that day, the Lord will come to gather us to himself. And we want to be prepared. Every year on the second Sunday of Advent, the church gives us a gospel reading about John the Baptist. And John the Baptist is the great figure crying out in the desert, telling the people to prepare. Prepare for the coming of the kingdom of heaven. Now, John was quite the eccentric character. I always, when I think about John the Baptist, I think about that character from the Muppets, Animal, with the crazy hair and just kind of going wild. And he was the drummer, I think. just kind of making a big noise out in the desert. But John's message was attractive. We hear in the Gospels how people came out to hear him preach. And he was preaching about this spiritual preparation. And what was his message? We heard it in the Gospel today. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is the impetus for the spiritual preparation of this season of Advent. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What does that mean for us? What is the kingdom of heaven? Well, the kingdom of heaven isn't a geographic place. You can't point to it and say it's located here or there. The kingdom of heaven isn't a what. It's a who. It's a person. The kingdom of heaven is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the kingdom of heaven present in our midst. And John's message was that the kingdom of heaven was coming in the person of Jesus. And John speaks that message to us, that Jesus is here among us, so the kingdom of heaven is here. The kingdom of heaven is now. The kingdom of heaven should be alive in our hearts and in our souls enlivened by God's grace. Our souls are God's dwelling place here on earth because of the sacrament of baptism. So we don't say that the kingdom of heaven is there or located somewhere. We say that the kingdom of heaven is right here. It's right inside of me in the soul that is alive with God's grace. Because I am his son or daughter. I am a brother or sister of Jesus Christ. And we are invited today to consider the preparations that we need to make our souls truly a dwelling place of God's grace, the kingdom of heaven alive within us right now. And what does John say that we have to do? He says, repent. Repent. We have to repent of all of those things that are not of God. We have to repent of our attempts to satisfy ourselves with things lesser than God, lesser goods than Him. We have to repent of those things that we let into our souls that are not of God, that are dangerous, that are harmful, dare I say, that are evil. We have to repent of all of those actions and omissions that are not of Him, so that God can be alive in our hearts and in our souls. And this is a hard lesson for us. It's a hard lesson to admit to the fact that I have done something wrong, that I have chosen something lesser than God, that I've raised to an idol, or I've let something into my life that is truly bad for me, that is truly evil, that I've tried to medicate my life by all sorts of things, alcohol, drugs, pornography, money, whatever it might be, that I've tried to satisfy myself with these lesser goods. And that, my friends, is what we are called to repent of in this season of Advent, the spiritual preparation that we have to make so that the Lord can find a heart and soul alive with His grace. And then when He comes again, that He might find us ready for heaven. That is the spiritual preparation that you and I are called to engage in this time of the year. And there may be no pressure to do it. We might not feel the pressure like we do to be ready for our Christmas celebrations. But these first 2 weeks of Advent remind us that there is pressure, that we will have to make a return to the Lord for our lives, for what we've done or what we fail to do. And God wants to call us to himself in his heavenly kingdom. And he can only do that if we've begun to prepare a place in our hearts for him right now. And so I would like to encourage all of you during this season of Advent, especially now, to begin your spiritual preparation to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation before Christmas, confession. In confession, we humbly come to the Lord and repent. We repent of all of those things that are not of him, from all of those things that we let in that are lesser goods than him, from all of those things that we have chosen to do that are dangerous or harmful to us, from the ways that we have chosen to medicate ourselves with lesser goods than God. The sacrament of confession, reconciliation, whatever you want to call it, gathers up all of those things and brings them up into the light. And when we speak them honestly to God, we can be free of them. And in that moment, God's grace can live fully in our hearts and in our souls. And we can truly be sons and daughters of God and brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. It's no coincidence that John went out into the desert to preach. The desert was symbolic of Israel's unfaithfulness, of choosing to follow lesser gods than the God of Israel, of that dryness that comes from being separated from God. And so it can be an image for each of us, an image for how we have chosen to dwell away from the goodness and the lusciousness and the greenness of a relationship with God, of a soul that is alive with God's grace and is a beautiful dwelling place for him. I would encourage all of you, my friends, to consider this spiritual preparation for the celebration of Christmas. We will have special times to celebrate the sacrament on December 19th and December 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. and 7 to 8 p.m. We'll have multiple priests available. We'll also have everybody's favorite priest, Father Visitor. Everyone loves Father Visitor. And we, my brother priest and I, will be here to be that conduit of God's love and mercy, of that spiritual preparation for the for the celebration of Christmas. And I'd like to leave you today with a reflection on one more image. And it comes from the first reading that we heard today from the prophet Isaiah. And it was in the very first line of the first reading today. The prophet Isaiah said that on the day of the Lord, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The stump of Jesse was the line of King David. Jesse was David's father. And David was the greatest king of Israel. The nation was its greatest and grandest and most powerful during the time of David and his son Solomon. But after them, they began to collapse. The 10 northern tribes disappeared. They were wiped off the face of the earth because they were unfaithful to God. The southern two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, had a series of unfaithful kings, some better than others, not great. And by the time of Isaiah, the line of David appeared to be a stump. Nothing. A mere shadow of its former glory. And during this time of spiritual preparation, I would invite you to meditate on the stump of Jesse. Where are the stumps in your life? Those shadows of a glory that was once there. The areas that appear to be dead, where there's no more life. Where are those stumps that you need to ask God to bring back to life? Maybe it's your own spiritual life, your own faith. Maybe it's a relationship that you have with a family member or a friend. Maybe it's just something at work or in school. Where are those places where, from a purely human perspective, things seem impossible and nothing will ever change? Isaiah says, from that stump, God will make a shoot come up. And that shoot was Jesus. Isaiah never lived to see the day. Jesus was born about 1,000 years after the prophet Isaiah. He never lived to see the day, but he knew that God was faithful and that God would fulfill his promise. My brothers and sisters, God is faithful to us. And in the season of Advent, he tells us that he wants to come and bring back to life all of the stumps in our lives. Maybe it's our faith. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's sins that have crept into our lives. All of those places that are dead, God wants to bring to life. And the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem proves that that is true. That God sent his Son so that we might have life and we might have it in abundance. God wants us to have life, spiritual life, and have it in abundance. God wants to bring new life from all of the stumps of our lives. And he can do that. And he promises that he will. On our part, we have to be spiritually prepared. We have to invite Jesus in. We have to invite God into our lives. Invite him to open our eyes to see him active. Open our souls to receive his grace fully. We have to do the spiritual preparation so that God can bring about new life and new growth. My dear friends, the call of John the Baptist is as pertinent today as it was 2,000 years ago. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus is at hand for each and every one of us.